Welcome to the post-election edition of Naps Chat. This is Bob Levy, Naps Director of Legislative and Political Affairs. Today I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Bruce Moyer, Naps Legal Counsel. We will be discussing the implication of the Election Day results on legislation that may impact EAS-level postal employees and the Postal Service itself. For our listeners, $5.2 billion was spent on this campaign, the most ever for a midterm election. There will be about 100 new members of Congress sworn in January. SPAC had over a 92% win rate with the candidates. Bruce, it's now 3 days removed from Election Day. Despite three yet-to-be-declared Senate races, it's clear that the GOP will strengthen their majority in the Senate. Naps is losing two close allies, Senator Heitkamp of North Dakota and Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri. Ron Johnson retains the chair of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, the committee with jurisdiction over postal issues. However, the House has flipped to a Democratic majority of 30 to 40 seats with about a dozen yet to be called. Elijah Cummings will take control of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. With this dynamic, how do you think that postal legislation and MSPB reform to cover all EAS employees will fare in the new Congress?
Well, thanks, Bob, for the opportunity to come aboard on this podcast. And let me take this opportunity to welcome you to the NAPS legislative team, helping to take NAPS to the next level in our advocacy on Capitol Hill, as well as our profile throughout the postal community. So great to be working with you, particularly in light of the friendship and the collegiality we've enjoyed for nearly three decades. Now, to the impact of Tuesday's election results and their consequences upon postal, the split decision that the results in House controlled by the Democrats and Senate controlled by the Republicans provides, I think, some favorable ground overall for postal legislation. The Democrats have I think been more friendly to moving ahead with legislation in the past. We had a bipartisan bill emerge in the last Congress. There could still be problems in rewriting a bill, but there's a good base to begin with, I think, on the House side. However, at the same time, that committee from which postal legislation is going to emerge, the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, is going to have a challenge in balancing its legislative responsibilities with its oversight responsibilities, and to what degree postal becomes a secondary issue in their attention, to what degree oversight of the Trump administration and all the numbers of matters and subpoenas that are going to become the focus of their attention overwhelms their attention on legislating, and to what degree postal then still stands on the wayside remains to be seen. Over on the Senate side, we really have lost two champions on that committee that oversees postal through the defeats suffered by Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota and Claire McCaskill in Missouri. Who fills those slots and the size of the committee and the number of slots to be filled remains to be seen yet. Ron Johnson is the continued chair of that committee, as you noted, has said in the past he's going to wait for a House bill before he picks up his pencil and starts to work on a bill in the Senate to send something over. And as the Senate is long known as the place where House bills come to die,
yes.
the degree to which a House bill could end up floundering in the Senate still remains a possibility. So I've got moderate expectations that we can get something done, but we can't get anything done unless we try to get something done.
What do you think about the lame duck session? As you recall, back in 2006, when the Democrats regained control of the House of Representatives, that was sort of an incentive for then-Chairman Tom Davis of Virginia to accelerate movement of a postal bill. Do you think there's any incentive on the part of Mark Meadows, who's the chairman of the subcommittee over who has jurisdiction of the Postal Service and who's relinquishing his chairmanship of the House Freedom Caucus. He just announced the other day. Do you think there's any incentive with him on cutting a deal before the House switches?
Well, I'd like to see that. Meadows has certainly been an enthusiast about getting something done. I think it represents that scenario as a Hail Mary, a chance to get something done, given the moving pieces as we move into Democratic control on the House side. And, you know, the possibility of tacking something, keeping in mind that on the appropriations side, the bill that includes the Postal Service, the Treasury, and general government appropriations bill has yet to be approved. It's one of five of the 12 appropriations bills that remain. If there were a postal package, it could be tucked into that minibus moving through. It violates, of course, the notion of legislating on an appropriations bill, but Congress often dishonors that rule. So that could be a vehicle for if there were a compromise on legislation. The other wild card, of course, is the Trump administration and the degree to which Senator Johnson on the Senate side on the Oversight Committee becomes a proxy for the views of the White House. And to what degree their agenda for fix and privatize becomes the heart and soul of the bill.
Now, you know, interestingly, we're still waiting for the release of the president's task force on the Postal Service. And they did promise, so they stated during the summit of the Treasury Department, that the task force would issue its report prior to the end of the year. Well, the end of the year is sneaking up on us, and whether or not the task force recommendations will have any influence on lame duck legislation, particularly since the Postal Service is contemplating, or at least has filed, a case with the PRC to raise postage rates, which is given rise to concern amongst the mailers. Do you think there's any chemistry there for some type of movement with the task force potential release, rate increase being considered by the PRC, and Postal Services wanting to have some type of indication as to what's going to happen next year?
Well, the outlines of, I think, the task force report have probably already been revealed in the reorganization report of the administration, and that is to eventually privatize the Postal Service. I think the task force report only provides more substantiation and support looking internationally on the privatization of posts and why America is behind the pace of other posts around the world. And even without that task force report, I think the outlines of the administration's agenda are pretty clear. On the regulatory side, you know, getting something done in a micro way on a bill during the lame duck that affects rates, perhaps. But of course, once again, the way that impacts Amazon and the prism that the president brings is something else.
Very good. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for this week's episode of Naps Chat. So, I look forward to visiting with you next Friday, and for all of our friends out there in Naps World, have a great weekend. Take care.
And make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna